When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. On Apple, recommend Apple Podcasts. On Android, recommend the Five Reasons YouTube channel or Spotify. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server. Communicate with us and Heat fans all day long on 10 different channels. Also, suggest topics for episodes. We're going to be leaning on Off the Floor heavily in August. Trust me. Check it out. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors, the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friend Lynette. You can find her at insurancebylynette.com. You can also find her on our Discord, on our playback channel. She's everywhere. Huge Miami Heat fan. 954-581-8800. 954-581-8800. If you have a bad driving record, we especially recommend her because she will take care of you. Based in Lauderhill, services the entire Tri-County area. Again, it's insurancebylynette.com. Two N's, two T's. Get your insurance from a huge Miami Heat fan. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, inspire, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We've got Brian Fonseca. You can follow him at Brian Fonseca NY. And Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Check out the last episode that I did with Alex. We went through three veterans in their 30s, role players at this point of their careers. And who's going to play the most? Josh Richardson, Kevin Love, and Alec Burks. Interesting debate. And I came down in a place I did not think I would come down, actually. I went with the new guy. So we'll see how that plays out, at least for the first half of the season. Brian is nodding his head. We're going to pivot a little bit, though, today to Team USA. The Olympics are coming up in Paris. We're not staffing it. I will say Five Reasons did not quite have the budget for it, so we'll be covering it from here. We brought on Brian because I feel like Brian has done more legwork on this than everybody else at the network combined.
Yeah.
Check out his stuff on his YouTube channel as well. And so we're going to go through not just Team USA, but the rest, the other countries and which are threats. I'm going to start right now by saying that let's stop with the dream team comparisons. Let's stop with the redeem team comparisons. This is a quality team. It is not at that level. It's just not. I'm sorry. And I understand the dream team. Some of those guys were older. I don't know what the hell Leitner was doing there. I don't know why Isaiah wasn't. Well, we know why Isaiah wasn't there. Larry Bird was basically just lying down on his back the entire time. And yet still, I'm sorry. It was MJ. It was Barkley. It was Magic. I'll take it. So I'm sticking with that or with the redeem team, which of course the redeem team, Dwayne Wade was the best player on that team and nobody can tell me different, but let me go through some questions for you guys. Okay. Cause we go through Team USA and we're going to talk about our sponsor Better Edge a little bit later, but we're going to have this contest on betteredge.com. So check it out. We'll be posting it at the top of the Five Reasons, Twitter feed as we go forward, but I'll go to you first on this, Brian, and then we'll go again to the team as a whole. Who will lead Team USA in scoring? A, Kevin Durant, B, Steph Curry, C, LeBron James, or D, Anthony Edwards?
A, Kevin Durant if he's healthy, B, Steph Curry if Kevin Durant is not healthy. I think that's how that one goes.
Greg, you go a different direction here?
No, I'm Steph Curry all day,
really?
Regardless of KD.
See, I think it's KD. I think it's KD if he's healthy. Well, why do you say Steph? Because I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get the volume up that he does typically.
That's what I'm counting on, I guess. I think that just his three-point shooting and the fact that he can go off in quarters and have, you know, a 10-point quarter, that kind of thing. In this format, like, you don't need to average much more than what? 21 a game, something like that. I don't know. I'm completely just going off the top of my head, but I think he can get that. Free throws come into play. He doesn't miss many of those. I don't know. That's even though KD is the quintessential player for this, when you look at this format and the way that they play, I think Steph has the edge.
Can any case be made for Anthony Edwards?
No. He does too much stupid shit. Like, when he plays, like, he should be the sixth man, I suppose. I have other thoughts on the starting lineup that we can get to, involving a Miami Heat player potentially. But think that in terms of the scoring, I mean, Anthony Edwards, I just don't think he's going to have consistently, like, this team is not ready for the young guys to make it their team. Like, they're not at that stage yet. You watch the scrimmages, and I try not to put too much on the scrimmages because, after all, they're scrimmages. Team USA famously in 2021, leading up to the Olympics, lost to Nigeria and Australia. Back-to-back games. Also, people forget, lost to France in group play, didn't even win their group, and ended up winning the gold medal barely against France anyway, a French team who's better now. We'll get to that in a little bit, but in terms of scoring, yeah, the leading scorer for Team USA doesn't typically get 20 points a game, typically doesn't need to. Kevin Durant did last Olympics, but that's because that team was pretty thin as it relates to Team USA teams. We just happened to be dealing with the pandemic as all this was going on, so that's part of it. I think in this roster, I would expect it to be Durant or Curry. Curry has a pathway via the shooting, because one of the problems that this team has is that they don't shoot enough threes. And in this group, that's going to be tested, because South Sudan, part of why they were able to, you know, do what they did is because of their threes and their athleticism. When they play Puerto Rico, who's in their group, and I know this team very well, they're going to shoot the shit out of the ball. They're going to shoot from three because they're not a big team, but they want to play fast and they want to shoot a lot of threes. And that's how they beat Lithuania to qualify for the Olympics. And the same thing is going to go for Serbia, where Nikola Jokic is going to be the hub. And we didn't see much of this in the scrimmage that they played, because Serbia looked like, nah, we'll play. We'll show all of our cards in group play. We're not going to take this one that seriously. So guys, like, Jokic is going to find guys, one of whom will be Nikola Jokic, and they'll be able to hit some threes as well. So they need Steph Curry's three-point volume.
We're going to talk more about Jovic as we go forward. But before I get to the next question, I want to ask you this. I'm going to frame it this way, Brian. Not who deserved to be on the team but isn't, but who is not on the team who might have made a difference for this team? Because that's a different question.
Jalen Brunson, maybe? Jaylen Brown, maybe? I mean, people say, like, I'm surprised that LeBron, Durant, and Curry in particular, more so the former two, are on this team, because they don't need to be doing this. And people are saying, like, hey, Team USA actually brought their best guys. And I would say, like, I mean, Jalen Brunson and Jaylen Brown. And I would even say, you know, Jimmy Butler may still be a top 12 American player on the planet right now. So I don't know if they brought all their best guys, but, you know, they did bring some, like, really good players and some guys that make sense. But then there's other guys, like, I don't know. I would have taken Jalen Brunson over Tyrese Halliburton. I understand that you need someone to play a point guard role, but you see right away that LeBron James is going to do that. And Tyrese Halliburton, when the odds came out, was the favorite to lead a team in assists, plus 400. And LeBron was plus 450. And I was like, that's stupid. Tyrese Halliburton is not going to play. And immediately after a bunch of us hit LeBron James, it flipped. And now LeBron James is like plus 150. And Tyrese Halliburton is like plus 650 or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, that's going to be one of the questions. But it's interesting. I look at it and I understand the Jaylen Brown thing. I do. I don't know that he would have made that much of a difference. I think Brunson is the guy that I would have taken. Honestly, I mean, Jimmy's just such a hard argument, because I don't even know if he knows the Olympics are going on. He might be in Paris and just might bump into it. But
that's a good point.
Greg, let me give you this one then. I'll throw this one at you. Who will lead Team USA in rebounding? Again, you're going to be able to play this on Better Edge. A, Joel Embiid. B, Bam Adebayo. C, Anthony Davis. Or D, someone else.
C, Anthony Davis all day. Without a question. I just think that there's so many versatile lineups that he fits in. He's basically everything we're saying about Bam. Anthony Davis is doing similar things defensively, but also, you know, scoring the ball early. I mean, in the tournament, I think he's at what I'm looking now, 12, almost 12 points a game, 10 rebounds. I think that you should continue to see him be the leading rebounder on the team, even though I wish I could say Bam is doing other things. And, you know, this is really Anthony Davis's category to lose.
I'm with you. I wonder when they're going to figure out they can't play Embiid so much, Brian. Like,
this is
it
what
feels
I'm
like a
for.
Promise at this point, right? It just feels like they promised him he would start. And I'm not going to question his greatness in the NBA, but to me, he's the third best center on this team for this particular competition.
Yeah, I hope that USA plays France at some point. Could be an interesting final if it gets to that point, because I think people from France could potentially boo the shit out of Joel Embiid because he decided to get French citizenship. They streamlined the process for him. And apparently this is hard to get French citizenship, you know, people born out there and trying to, like, just in any country, like it's difficult, right? When you're trying to get the citizenship and you live there, whatever the case may be. He gets it quickly because he's an elite athlete. And I don't know if he promised that he was going to play for them in the Olympics, but the reports coming out were that he's going to potentially play for France. And there was this recruiting battle, whatever, between USA and France. And it looked like he was going to play for France at some point. To the point where we were talking about, hey, Joel Embiid, Rudy Gobert, Victor Wembanyama front court, like what's going to happen there? He decides to play for Team USA. Frederick Weiss, who famously is the guy that Vince Carter jumped over and dunked on, he had some comments about Joel Embiid that were scathing, that you should all look up as you're hearing this. And Joel Embiid decides to play for Team USA. And immediately a lot of people were like, oh man, like they're going to kill everybody, whatever. And I'm like, Joel Embiid is not really a fit for what this style of basketball, which is really good basketball, is. Dudes don't really play the way he does necessarily. Like there are guys with low post skills who can pass well, but he holds the ball a lot. He tries to flop around and still get fouls. And he thinks that that's going to work. And it's not really the case. Bam should be starting on this team. Just because, and honestly, I think Bam should be started with Anthony Davis, especially if Bam's going to shoot threes. Like, I think those lineups, when those two play defensively, you have questions about them in terms of the spacing or whatever. But I seriously would start when Kevin Durant's healthy. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Bam, and Anthony Davis. That's who I would just start.
Honestly. You're going big.
You could. You could in this tournament because you still have like Tatum coming off the bench. You have Joel Embiid. Let him wreck second units with Anthony Edwards. Whatever. Right. Like Let me ask you this.
How are you guarding? Let me just ask this. How are you guarding the perimeter with that group? Like, if you run into a really good, I mean, LeBron. Look, LeBron. I mean, is a marvel, right? But I mean, he's 40. Steph has never been an elite defender, and now he's in his mid-30s. You don't have a Kawhi in that group, right? You know, or a prime Kawhi. You don't have that guy. I mean, Bam, I guess.
Have a Bam. That's the thing.
I guess.
You can't guard anybody. I mean,
when you play the Puerto Rican national team, whose two best players are Jose Alvarado and Tremont Waters, neither of them are 6 feet tall. Jose Alvarado might be. Like, I think you're.
I mean, one. Bron's gonna guard them. No, I mean, I don't. Yeah, like Bron guard chasing Alvarado around. I don't know.
That's where that can be an issue. But on the flip side, I'm not sure that, you know, George Condit on the interior is gonna have a fun time with Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo. Like, that's a trade off you're willing to make, is the point. Now against Serbia, it gets interesting because Bogdan Bogdanovic is gonna be out there, just jacking from three. What are you gonna do about that? But I think with Bam, sort of being the roamer and guarding the perimeter and Anthony Davis being on the inside. Like, you know, functionally, if you play Bam in that role, like, I think that makes a lot of sense because he's going to have a defender with support. And then, you know, Miami Heat fans are going to watch this and be like, hey, they can do that with him and Khalil Ware, you know, when the season starts.
Well, that's what's coming. I mean, Spo's never going to hear the end of it. He's going to be like sitting there watching this with Bam essentially playing the four. Sorry, Sean. Essentially, I mean, Anthony Davis doesn't like to call himself a five either. So, you know, and then we're going to come back and Spo's going to be playing, you know, Bam at the five with Haywood Highsmith at the four. And Heat fans are going to freak out. All right, let me go to this. We'll get to some of the other teams again after the break. But, Greg, let me get to the next question. Well, actually, Brian, you already hit this one, kind of. Who will lead Team USA in assists? I had this one. Halliburton, Curry, LeBron, or someone else. You're going with LeBron, so am I.
Yes.
Who will average more points? We kind of did this one, too. Steph or Durant? I'm saying Durant. You guys are saying Steph.
I'm saying Durant also. Durant if he's healthy. I'm saying Durant.
Durant if he's healthy. Who will average more points, LeBron or Anthony Edwards?
I'm going to go Bron.
Yeah, me too. I think he's just going to play more.
Yeah.
And he's the best player on his team, which should not be the case in 2024, which makes you really worry. It makes you really worry about Team USA in 2028. I got to be honest.
Well, he might come back. He's not going to leave the spotlight. I'll give this one to Greg. Who will average more points, Jason Tatum or Justice Winslow? I mean, Jason Tatum or Devin Booker?
That's a good question. So far, Jason Tatum averages 6 points and – where are we with Devin Booker? 7 points. So this is pretty even. I'm actually going to lean in the direction of Jason Tatum here. I think that despite the fact he's a Celtic, that he'll figure out enough offensively with that second unit, and ultimately he'll average more points. I don't really like Devin Booker with the starters. I think that that's a weird fit. I guess I understand functionally why they're doing that, but – as to Brian's point, Joel Embiid kind of messes the whole thing up for me. Right, right. So, but anyway, back to the question. I'm going with now I've lost the name.
You're going with Tatum.
Devin Booker. Thank you.
I'm going with Booker. Brian, I just have to go against Tatum at all times, no matter how they try to crown him. Brian, break this tie.
I think I'm going with Booker also, but it's not something I would bet. I'll put it to you that way. Like,
there's not a lot you would bet. So I'll say that's a big thing. All right. Jrue Holiday, one of my favorite players on this team. Mm-hmm. Will he average more or less than 18 minutes?
Well, he didn't. I think he was over that in the scrimmages, but they're going to need his defense on the perimeter to the point you made earlier about who's going to stop guys.
Agreed.
It's still like it kind of depends on how much you're going to play Joel Embiid, because if you're playing Jrue Holiday, that means you're kind of going with a smaller look, because he's not going to play for Curry a ton. He'll play with Stephen Curry because you want to keep Curry, LeBron, and if Kevin Durant's out there, Kevin Durant. I'll probably go a little bit over. I'll probably say like an even 20. People have to remember these games are 40 minutes, so it won't be much over. And if you look at the best teams in Europe, a lot of their, and this is that style of play, a lot of the best players are playing like, no joke, 24, 25, 26 minutes a game. This isn't the NBA where guys are playing 40 minutes consistently. This is just not that.
All right. Two more, and then on the other side, we'll get into some more team dynamic type stuff. Where will Team USA finish? Gold, silver, bronze, or out of the money?
Despite what they've looked like, I'm going to say that they get the gold. I'm going to say they figure it out. And I also don't love all the opposition, and we're going to get into those teams in a little bit. So for me, Team USA, the prohibitive favorite, and they'll get it done.
Brian?
I think they'll get it done. However, on the show I did at Action Network, where we talked about this on Buckets, one of my favorite bets for the Olympics was continent winner for the gold medal and taking Europe at like plus 500, plus 550, just because there's no value in looking at Team USA from a betting standpoint right now. They're like 4-1, like minus 400 favorites. It's ridiculous. Once they get tested a little bit, maybe that drops and then you can go back into Team USA. But for me, while I think they should win I'd be very nervous about, hey, they start with Serbia. And then after that, like whoever they play in the quarterfinal, like these teams are getting closer and closer and closer to beating Team USA. And again, like looking forward, I mean, we'll see what Cooper Flagg and Jason Tatum do in 2028. But I don't know. We'll see. Because France is good right now. Germany won the World Cup. Canada is there. Australia is deep in experience. Like there's a lot out there.
Well, I wonder if Hawkins is going to play for Mexico or the U.S. That will determine where this goes. And last one here before the break. The Olympic MVP will be LeBron, Durant, someone else from Team USA, or someone from another nation?
LeBron.
I'm 100% in on LeBron. I feel like that they're kind of...
They need him too much.
Yeah, I mean, they're following his lead here, and, you know, for better or worse. But, you know, I think ultimately, how can you bet against it?
Yeah. It's him or Durant, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel that way. Maybe too. I think it's Bron. They're setting this whole thing up as the Bron Olympics. He's going to carry the flag.
Documentary. You know, documentary's coming.
The whole thing, Space Jam 3, it's all coming. All right. Want to tell you about a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Then we'll get to some of these other countries here. Better Edge, we mentioned it earlier. We do run the contest there. And for those, all you need to do is enter your phone number. But you can bet Better Edge every single day. What's the difference between this and the other legal sports books? There's no VIG. That means you're not giving away money to the house. Also, you can find the line that you want by searching their marketplace. This is the premier sports betting marketplace that exists, legal in the state of Florida and 45 other states. So check it out. Better, and that's just not the one that Greg lives in. BetterEdge.com. Use the code 5RSN. 5RSN is number 5RSN, and you get $20 to play. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so let's go through some of the others here, Brian. Let's start with Serbia, because there's the Heat matchup. So what's interesting to the Heat is, you mentioned earlier, Jovic is going to guard Bam, right? And vice versa.
Maybe.
Seems like it.
Maybe, at least for a few minutes.
Right? I wonder how that's going to go. So just tell me, because look, obviously everybody's going to focus on Jokic and the Heat fans are going to focus on Jovic. How is their guard and perimeter play? I mean, I saw some of it in the World Cup, but is it good enough? And how good is Jokic in this format? I guess that's better than Embiid, but like, is he? I mean, he's not as dominant as he is in the NBA.
He was in EuroBasket. He hasn't played in the Olympics since 2016. in Eurobasket was the last time he played for Serbia, and that was in 2022. He averaged about 22, 10, and 4, and that was in 25 minutes per game, and he shot 66% from the field. So, you know, the assists weren't quite there. They needed him to be more of an aggressive scorer type, which I wonder if that's going to be the case again. Now, he's joining a team that was, as you guys remember, silver medalists in the World Cup, and Micic from the Charlotte Hornets, if he's still there. I don't know with all the transactions, but I believe he's still there, is also on the roster. So that's going to help their guard play. And so is Bogdan Bogdanovic, who, I mean, is one of the, like, streakiest guards in this tournament, but can kill you. Like, that's going to be something that Team USA and Bam, if he switches out onto the perimeter, are going to have to watch out for. So their guard play is reasonably it's pretty good. It's not super athletic, and they're not going to be like lockdown defenders necessarily, but it's really going to be, how does this team feed off Nikola Jokic? And Nikola Jovic is coming off a World Cup where he was one of their strongest players. Like, he was in the starting lineup. He played 24 minutes a game. He averaged 10 points a game. He was their fourth leading scorer. And he also, on like he did in the NBA season, limited volume, shot a very high percentage from three. It was like over three threes a game, 42% from three. And it was a small sample size because it was 8 games. So, and he's going to do some things on the perimeter because that's where they had him. He was kind of like really a small forward, or a four who would just be on the perimeter, like a modern day four when they played. So, yeah, I think they'll be able to score from the perimeter for sure.
I want to be clear here. Brian was one of the biggest proponents of Jovic before the draft, if people don't remember that. All right, let's pivot over to France. Gobert, Wembanyama. But again, I ask this question, the guard play here. And there's no Tony Parker there anymore. Are their guards good enough? I mean, to really push this thing.
They're older, but Evan Fournier, who has been their leading scorer and France's leading scorer as a whole in their last 5 major competitions. So this is going back several years at this point. It includes the last Olympics, Eurobasket, the World Cup before that, the last 2 World Cups, actually. This is a team that's looking for, like, redemption because they were one of the World Cup favorites last year. Obviously, Team USA was the favorite, but they were a team where it was like, hey, like, if you're going to fade Team USA, this is a team to look at. And they were the first teams eliminated because Canada immediately smacked them by 30. Then they lost to Latvia, which was an upset. And they got embarrassed, and they were basically the first team out. And the only reason they're even in the Olympics is because they're the hosts. They didn't actually have to qualify. So if they weren't the hosts, they would have had to play in a qualification tournament. And it would have been interesting to see if they would have gotten out of that. But because they dodged a bullet there, now this team is sort of reloaded because they add Victor Wembanyama, who might already be a top 10 player in the NBA when healthy. Frank Ntilikina is back on the team, which is not a small thing. He's going to help their perimeter defense. And Bilal Coulibaly is also going to be making his national team, I believe senior national team debut, Olympics-wise. He's never been in the Olympics before, that's for sure. They still have Nando DeColo, who has been a longtime staple in their backcourt.
He's got to be 85 years old at this point.
You know, like, yeah.
He's June, too. Doesn't he start?
He's not far from 40. Yeah, DeColo, I think they're gonna start with DeColo, Fournier, Batum, Wemby, and Gobert, I think is how.
DeColo is the only European player that Pop wouldn't play. He literally brought him over. He got, like, no minutes at all. But, yeah, these guys stay on these teams. Mm-hmm. Forever. I don't know, man. The Wemby Gobert thing is just crazy to me.
They're doing pick and rolls with Wemby and Gobert, and they're home. France is home. That's the other thing. Yeah. And I wonder how much it's going to play into an advantage here, because we haven't in a while have had a team that could actually win this be the home team. Because the last Olympics were in Tokyo, and Japan, with all due respect, and I think they're probably the weakest team in these Olympics. Their men's team, their women's team is actually really good. Their men's team is just not great. Before that, 2012 was Brazil, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in this tournament. They're one of the weaker teams here, you know. And then before that, like, you have to go back a while to find, like, a really good host. And I wonder how France is going to feed off that crowd.
All right, I'm gonna let Greg jump in here at the end, and we're gonna do some little bit of BAM stuff to close. But I'm gonna put you on the spot here, Brian, because I know this is close to your heart, and but I got to do this. Which team has a better chance to medal, Canada or Puerto Rico?
Canada. we just don't have enough. We're guard heavy team. Jose Alvarado's super fun internationally. Tremont Waters, Julian Strother should be on this team. If Julian Strother was on this team, which he will be at some point, and I think he'll have a breakout season with the Nuggets this year. Hopefully, they're going to need him for that for their sake. But you know, he's not on this team.
Reed on the team.
Devon Reed is on the team. So we got the other
Miami Nuggets Hurricane. Playing.
Yes.
Yep.
Devon Reed is on this team. You could find out about the lineage yourselves. And to listen, a lot of people from Miami listen to this. Puerto Rico's got a Cuban on their team, Ismael Romero, who plays on the Puerto Rican national team and in the Puerto Rican league and also played in Mexico before. He defected from Cuba to Puerto Rico. They took him on a national team, and he's basically like a Cuban Puerto Rican poor man's Amari Stoudemire, basically what he is.
So you're going with Canada?
Yes, unfortunately.
I mean, that backcourt.
I don't know if Puerto Rico is going to make it to the quarterfinals, because South Sudan is like, they could beat them. Yeah. And then the point differential, once you factor
Luol
that in.
Dang's done an amazing job with that group. I remember when Luol started to put that stuff together with all those Africa trips he was making and the tournaments that he's running over there, the charity stuff and everything. And now look at that program that he's built.
They have a kid going to Duke. They have a kid that's going to go to Duke and be a lottery pick next year. Puerto Rico beat them in the World Cup in overtime, but I don't know if they're going to do it again.
Well, Deng's got the lineage with Duke for sure. I'm happy for him too, because it was a big passion project for him. But Canada, that backcourt, can they get enough from KO? I guess that's the other thing. We may see
he's the captain.
See him again. I know. Captain.
A lot of people are picking Canada to be like the sleeper team that can take Team USA down and win this thing.
They're the sexy.
How are they going to guard their guards? That's my question for you, Brian. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Drew's going to play like that. I don't. Who else on this team is going to guard them?
Well, Canada has an issue first, because they're in the group of death. So group A is just monstrous. Like, it's Canada, Spain, Greece, and Australia. Australia medaled last Olympics. They're bringing back a lot of those same guys. They added Dyson Daniels, which is going to help. They don't have Matisse Thybulle anymore. They've never had Ben Simmons, so he's not a loss. it's still a lot of the same guys. Patty Mills, Nick Kay, Joe Ingles, Josh Green, I believe, is back as well. Like, this is a team that I think they're good enough to win that group, and that's saying something, because a bunch of these teams probably are. Spain has the pedigree. I don't think this is an appreciably really good Spanish team. Like, they don't have a Gasol brother, but they have the two Hernan Gomez's. So that's fun. Usman Garuba. But Canada's going to have to deal with them. And then also Giannis on Greece. Thomas Walkup, who's one of their guards, who's really good. Nick Kalathis, who's probably one of the best playmakers. Still out here doing it. Nick Kalathis also.
Florida, pride of a Gator through and through.
Yeah, but Canada has, like, in terms of top end talent, they're the second best team in this tournament in terms of just purely talent. But France has had guys that have played together longer. Australia's had guys that have played together longer. Like, this is the thing, and people have to look at this tournament, even though Team USA has often won. But we've been saying for years, hey, the game is getting more global. The gap is closing a little bit. Team USA is having more close games. Team USA is starting to lose more games than they used to, because they never lost before. And ever since Coach K left, it's been a different sort of program. Part of this is, with everyone catching up to them, you have to look at this as more of a March Madness style tournament than an NBA playoffs, because you have group play. And then after that, it's just strictly just single elimination. And shit happens, upsets happen. It doesn't happen as often as March Madness, but it happens more often than, I guess, your standard NBA playoffs, because these aren't series. These are just like, it's group play, and then boom, there's your tournament.
Greg, I'm going to let you close the loop on this. We get back to BAM. And we did a little bit of this on a previous episode. What do you want to see from him that will translate? Like, not just make Heat fans proud, but that he can take with him into the season.
Oh, it's the corner three all day. I mean, we're going to go cut straight to the chase. Like, if he's doing that consistently and Spoelstra sitting there watching it, I just think that there's ways to implement that a little bit more and figure out if that can become more of a viable threat throughout the season and not just like a sprinkling in that happens here or there. If he can get up, you know, an attempt a game, two attempts a game, like that would be a huge jump for him. And I just think that that could be, it could unlock a lot of things for this team. So that's what I'm looking for, because he's doing all the other stuff. Like, he's awesome on defense. They're going to rely on him. That's why I think Drew Holiday, to your point earlier, Ethan, he's going to play because he does the things that he doesn't need the ball in his hands and he plays defense. And I think that that lends itself well for him and also Bam Adebayo in this tournament. So he'll find his way onto the floor. It's just seeing him expand his game. I think that's what all Heat fans are hoping for. And this is just that next evolutionary step for him to step out there and start hitting them and taking them consistently.
I think that's a good on the court thing. I'll just close with this. I said as a previous, to me, it's the off the court stuff. I think he's going to come back with enormous confidence. I think we underestimate, like, spending time with LeBron James and Steph Curry and KD in this setting, and them trusting you, like, is going to be a huge thing that he brings back. And I saw KD, there was a quote from KD about his first experience with the team and how much he took of that. What he learned was join a team that won 73 games. But, I mean, there are other things that he learned over time. And I just think Bam's going to come back with a totally different mindset on this stuff. And the fact that Spo is there to see it, that is huge to me, because I think it's going to be empowering for Spo in terms of different kinds of things he trusts Bam with this year. I actually think Bam might enjoy being captain this year, whereas I know that he did not enjoy it last year. I want to thank Brian. Check out all of his work. Thanks to Greg. Thanks to our sponsors, insurancebylanet.com, Better Edge. Enter in there. We're going to give away, I'm going to give away two pieces of Five Reasons merchandise to the winner, one to second place. We'll just give away stuff. So enter the contest. The phone number is going to be, all you got to do is enter your phone number. We're going to put the link right there on the top of the Twitter page, Five Reasons Sports, number Five Reasons Sports. That'll be up as soon as Thursday morning. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.